John Taylor is with us from Stern, Agee & Leach. The government looking for some revenue next week, John.
It's a constant theme. That is the debt ceiling. We're going to hit it again next week. Of course, we know there's been all this talk about sequestration, you know, the spending cuts and all that sort of thing. And, of course, Congress temporarily extended the debt ceiling. Well, next week, in fact, a week from tomorrow, the government's going to hit the debt ceiling again. But Jack Lew, now he's the new Treasury Secretary. He's in a meeting over in London among the G7 finance ministers. And he's telling Congress not to worry about it because even though we're going to hit the debt ceiling next week, that the cash flows will keep them good until Labor Day. And that's not the message you want to send to Congress. He goes on to say to them, quote, the debt limit will be reached in just a few days, but because of the cash flows, we can predict that it'll be okay until Labor Day. He says, however, people shouldn't relax. Congress should deal with this right away. I'm sure Congress will get right on that. I mean, when you tell them that, yeah, the debt ceiling is next week, but it's not really going to be a problem until Labor Day. What do you think they're going to do? Well, let's look at what they've done in the past. Dell Computer back in the news this morning. Of course, we know that Mr. Dell, the founder of the company, the chief executive officer, the largest stockholder, and the private equity firm Silver Lake are trying to take Dell Computer private so they can address their problems. The current offer is $13.65 a share. Stock's trading at $13.32. Well, there have been a number of other people sniffing around and looking at the balance sheets. Well, it appears that Carl Icahn, the famous green mailer and corporate raider, and Southeast Asset Management are going to put their nickels together. Between the two of them, they own 11.4% of the company, and they're making another bid, and they're saying if the special committee of the board doesn't listen to them, they're going to pursue this through litigation. It's interesting to look who these parties are. Of course, Mr. Icahn been around for a long time. He's one of the people that has taken down a number of companies, including back in the 80s, TWA. You may not know who Southeastern Asset Management is, but this is a Memphis-based company. They run a number of publicly traded mutual funds under the name of Longleaf Partners. You may have seen those in your 401k. The company was founded back in 1975, headquartered in Memphis. It's employee-owned. They say that they're going to offer $12 a share in cash. Now, why would they take that? Well, they're going to allow a part of the company to remain publicly traded. This is referred to as a stub. And what they're saying is if Mr. Dell and Silver Lake Partners take the company private and do reorganize the company and it has a recovery, that only they will benefit from that. But if you take the $12 a share as a current shareholder, allow part of the company to continue to be publicly traded, that you also, as a shareholder, will participate in that recovery and the resurgence of the company's fortune. So we'll see what happens. And here's an interesting story. Here's a company you probably never heard of. It's a company called Molycorp, M-O-L-Y-C-O-R-P. They're headquartered in Colorado. And what they do is they mine and produce rare earth metals. Now, rare earth metals are used in all kinds of things, catalytic converters, but they're most importantly used in batteries, like lithium batteries. Currently, China controls about 70% to 80% of the world's market in rare earth metals. Molycorp is completing very soon about $1 billion improvement in their mining operation in Mount Pass, California. Now, this morning, they reported a loss, but it was a much smaller loss than the market anticipated. Their sales were up 9%. That was a surprise also. And their stock is up about 9 or 10% pre-market trading. Rare earth metals, you may not even know what those are. I really didn't until a few years ago, but they're critically important and in great demand. And lastly, Priceline.com reporting numbers this morning. And the numbers appear pretty good. Net income up 34%, revenue up 26%, gross bookings up 36%, yet the stock's down $10 a share to $727 a share this morning. And that's because they gave a disappointing outlook for the second quarter, indicating that they really won't do quite as well. So I guess they'll have to get Captain Kirk to make some more commercials for them.
They may have to. He seems to do a good job at that. They're fun to watch.
He does indeed.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill.